You had a place where you would milk your cows?
Yes, I had little pens. I'd put my cow in and out. I brought in the lot. I'd keep the calf in the lot, and I'd have a cut me over a pen to keep the calf. So my hardly ever tired of a calf when I was milking. I'd let her in her place where I milk her. Just had me a little knit wire pen built to hold her.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get through milking, then I turn her out to the calf and let the calf go into her.
Yeah.
That's the way I do.
Where'd you catch the milk in?
I have a bucket that I pulls it in, and we have a dipper that I hold run a hoe and milk on. And when that gets full, I pull another little bucket I have.
Yeah. What was the first thing you did with the milk and get the impurities out, you know, get the things out of it?
Well, the first thing I do after I milk and bring it here to the house, I milk most of the lot.
Yeah.
I had a ship I'd set my bucket on.
Yeah.
And when I get milk, I'd bring it to the house. And my wife had a ball, what's it called, a strainer or a rag or like a meal sack, you know, a flour sack or something like that. She washed them and in the leathers of them, she'd get all them out. And that's what she's trying. That's what she strained her milk in. Into that, and then she put the deer.
You still milk?
No, I did change. Yeah, but about 2 years ago, I quit milking. Got cursed out of the place, I couldn't milk.
Yeah.
Well, she then got to the place, she had what you call a milk rash. She'd cost me, I don't know what, going from doctor to doctor before they found out what was the matter with her.
Really?
And she couldn't handle the milk.
What did you say to your cow when she picked that back leg up?
I'd tell her so. In fact, I got, when I'd milk them, they knew not to pick up that leg with me to keep. Because when I get to putting what I was going to put on, she wouldn't do that no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd break her from that. You whip them on their legs, they quit.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a son, I don't care. How wild she was, mostly. If he sees one out there, he want to milk, he drive up there, but it came for him, he's going to milk her. Any of them, he wanted to milk, and he made a milk cow out of them too. He picking out one, and that's my youngest son, and he put him in there. He knew nobody to help him. He put him a roof on him, and when he got through with them, they glad to stand.
He would have been a good farmer.
He was a good farmer when he was here with me, just as good as I was. Just as good as I was. Not only anything he got to do. Well, he stayed with me till he finished his high school, and his two brothers in Chicago, when he took a notion he believed he'd go to Chicago. And he had some cows in the steel here. And he went up there and he's doing extra fine, I think, from what they tell me. Bought him a nice home. Well, he got two. He started the carpenter when he left here, and he'd been doing it ever since he left.
Mm-hmm.
He worked with a carpenter for 7 years, and he pulled out from him, and joined the union himself, and took him and a bunch of men to work it. And that's what he did.
Now, what sort of container, what would you use to carry food to the pigs in?
Carry what?
What did you use to carry? Did you keep something around the kitchen where you would, you know, where you'd throw things in to carry to the pigs, to your hog?
To the pig, that's right. I have a plastic bucket around there now, about that high. Of all the waste we have, we put in that bucket until I do get ready to go feed that hog. I have set it outside, and my wife go down, bash whatever she got in that bucket, and at night come, I'll go feed my hog.
And you feed them in what? What do you call it?
I got a trough. I got an iron trough I had built. I weld together. Because there's a little rot, so far.
Yeah.
The iron one.
You used to have to build wooden?
That's right. Used to have to build wooden. And people who got hogs now got wooden, unless they have one built like that. And I got
wooden what?
Wooden troughs for feed them in.
Yeah.
They're good for so long, and they rot. Because it's got to be sitting on the ground all the time. That hog's weeding and biting it, but it don't last too long. Sometimes I'll have them make two or three a year, they tear them up.
Yeah.
But this is, you can't tear it up.
Now, what about the sort of things you have around the house to cook in? That sort of thing.
How to cook in?
You used to eat, yeah.
Well, she have different, almost all aluminum that she cooks in now. It used to be all iron pots.
What do you boil water in?
We have a little aluminum kettle that we boil our water in.
Okay. Now, where do you sit around the table when you're going to, before you eat? Put out what?
Say, what do I do?
Yeah, you put out all the what before you eat?
Put a spoon out, I mean, on the table.
Yeah, what sort of utensils do you put on the table to eat with? Things you eat with?
Forks, knives, spoons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Besides, we do most of them, we have company here with this. Most of them, she cooks her food. I'd hardly go to the table. I have a back porch back there like I use here.
Yeah.
And she'll bring me my food, pass me my food out, and I sit there and eat. She mostly go to the table and eat. Sometimes she'd be heard to come on out there and eat.
You don't have a dishwasher, do you?
No, sir, we don't have that.